services today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
Burnout plunges a valley view homes in Kapirimpochi into darkness. Lusaka City Council completes a drainage and a road repairs on Tabombeki Road. In African news, Ramaphosa thanks Putin for release of South Africans lured into Russia-Ukraine war. Presents the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Several houses in Kapirimpochi's Valley View area were last night left without electricity after a transformer was burned. The incident happened between 15 hours and 16 hours during a heavy downpour that hit the district. Fortunately, no injuries or casualties were recorded. One of the affected ZESCO clients, Mary's Gamble, narrated the audio to a Kombon Radio News crew explaining how the incident unfolded. Later, a team of ZESCO personnel visited the scene to assess the situation.
Anyway, I was inside the house when it happened because I just saw the unusual sound and unusual light inside the house. So since I was alone, I see it, I ran towards my bedroom trying to hide myself, you know. So right now I'm outside. Actually, it's a disaster. There's a lot of damage actually. Yeah, the pole for the ZESCO is damaged. Even the cables, they are all out of the pole. Yeah, yeah. Even the cables, some have gone into my caterpillar tree. They are hanging there. Later on, I'll be able to get the photos because you know, since the pole is very high, the height is high. I don't know if you'll be able to see it.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has completed the installation of the cross culvert and carried out a portal patching works along Tabombeki Road in Lusaka in a move aimed at reducing flooding and improving road safety. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Kombon Radio News that the intervention was undertaken to address persistent flooding on the affected stretch and enhance the durability of the road. Ms. Mwamba said the newly installed crosser culvert will allow for systematic channeling of storm water into designated drainage systems, helping to prevent water accumulation and potential damage to the road surface. She added that the patching of potholes will further improve road safety and provide a smoother driving experience for motorists and other road users.
The City Council has successfully completed the installation of a cross culvert and the patching of potholes along Tabombeki Road. The intervention was undertaken to mitigate flooding on the affected street and enhance the durability of the roadway. The newly installed cross culvert will allow the systematic channeling of storm water into the designated drainage systems, thereby preventing water accumulation and potential damage to the road surface. The Lusaka City Council remains committed to maintaining and upgrading the city's road network to ensure safe, efficient, resilient infrastructure for all residents.
Mukushi District Education Standards Officer Deman Milimo has expressed concern over the number of teenager pregnancies recorded at Makolongo Primary School in the past 3 years. Mr. Milimo disclosed that the school has recorded a total of 12 teenage pregnancies from 2023 to 2026. He also noted that the newly introduced curriculum is flexible and provides various learning pathways, including social sciences, allowing pupils to pursue areas suitable to their interests and abilities. Mr. Milimo further commended the government for introducing the new curriculum, stating that it will help promote adult literacy in communities.
The school also has some challenges like teenage pregnancies. For the last 3 years, from 2023 to 2026, we had a total number of 4. There's a new curriculum which was ushered in last year. We also did the orientations to the zones and finally into our schools. This curriculum is quite very friendly because it's a hands-on curriculum whereby school like Namakolongo, they have what is known as a social science curriculum pathway. We are dealing with social sciences. I'd like also to say that this curriculum is flexible whereby it has even involved the parents to come back to school.
Some residents of Lusaka say they feel duped after voting for candidates who have allegedly failed to fulfill their 2021 campaign promises. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Kombon Radio News, the residents have blamed themselves for buying into the hype, admitting that they did not conduct thorough checks on the candidates before casting their votes. They said that decisions were largely influenced by campaign promises rather than the actual capability and track record of the aspiring leaders.
But some promises, they do it. Okay, so some money, that much, but my promise, they are making it where they are waiting for. I find that to say, them are my vote, Munga, you know, but I'm a promise, the Pangalo, the Ramoslamaki, but they are not here, but he's a kid. They are not so much completely there. Anyone, we kind of say, we don't know where a man is coming from. This is what we are talking. This is the kind of life they are living. That can be at anyone. You can meet up and you can meet up and you can meet up. Yeah, I'm
going to my boys who are late. We are under a prison, so we follow according to the promises. The promise. So late, I met my boys, oh, that's the next time they live in.
Yeah.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You
You heard right. Umgankale, Buana wa Mabuana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and two SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB